In today's specialty crop news, some nurseries dealing with citrus stock are building exclusionary facilities for more reasons than one. Citrus nurseries can face significant challenges if they fall under an Asian citrus psyllid quarantine. Tulare County recently faced this issue before they moved to a county-wide quarantine. Nurseries were limited on their stock shipments, and growers were unable to get trees that they had already paid for. California Department of Food and Agriculture Senior Environmental Scientist Vincent Arellano says some nurseries are moving forward with exclusionary facilities to alleviate the possibility of those restrictions and because of what the future might hold.
If you have an exclusionary facility, it can move outside the quarantine area. If you don't have an exclusionary facility, it has to remain within the quarantine area, whether or not it's been treated. Down the road, no matter whether or not we have quarantines or not, exclusionary facilities are going to be required by USDA for export at all of any citrus product. So right now, even nurseries outside the quarantine areas are building exclusionary facilities with that in mind for the future.
Arellano added that those facilities can be extremely expensive for a nursery company.
Oh, they're very expensive. I've heard some, you know, a cheap one maybe $100,000, you know, up to like $500,000 or more.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.